It might have been rejected in a hail of protests, but Tony Blair's controversial EU budget proposal has received a cautious welcome here in the Czech Republic. Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek described the proposal, flatly rejected by France, Poland and the European Commission, as realistic and worth discussing. Mr. Paroubek said the proposal might look like less money for the Czechs and other new EU members, but new rules for accessing structural funds would make up the difference. Ivo Šlosáček is from the European Policy Institute, and Rob Cameron asked him what he thought of Mr. Blair's plans.
Mr. Blair, from three potential reforms of the European budget for the next 7 years, which is the reform of the British rebate, the reform of common agriculture policy, and the reform of regional policy, Mr. Blair's proposals focus only or almost exclusively on the reform or restrictions in the regional policy, and was more focused on the restrictions towards new member states. So it seems that Mr. Blair, in his proposals, has chosen the target where he expects the least intensive resistance, at least from his perspective.
Nonetheless, there has been a great deal of resistance to these proposals already, especially from big countries like France and Poland. He's been described by some in the media as a sort of Robin Hood in reverse, robbing the poor to give to the rich. Is that a fair label to give him?
This label is slightly emotional. Mr. Blair is not robbing something from the poor countries and giving them again to the rich. Effectively, he's restricting the level of redistribution in the European budget. This new proposal is not about robbing someone, but it's indicating the decreasing level of solidarity and increasing level of selfishness, if you can say it like this, among the old member states against the new ones.
These proposals, though, they are now on the table. They have been attacked from all sides, as Mr. Blair predicted, especially from the new member states. Poland and Hungary have made their dissatisfaction very clear. The Czech Republic, though, has not criticised them to that extent. The Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek said that they could be discussed. Why are the Czechs prepared to consider them, whereas the Poles are absolutely against them?
Well, it's a question of the negotiation strategy. Maybe the Polish negotiators are going to be kind of hardliners, while the Czech strategy is different. We come to the table with the idea that, well, we don't like the proposal, one, we can talk about this, and we shall see how these strategies will work in practice.
Ivo Slosarczyk from the European Policy Institute, and he was speaking there to Radio Prague's Rob Cameron. Well, we'll see how Mr. Blair gets on at the EU summit in Brussels later this month. Now, turning to home affairs, the Czech Communist Party has